Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage.
7:15 now, Joe and Cindy Farini with My Marriage Matters. Join us each week this half hour to discuss something related to strengthening your marriage in the Lord. Joe and Cindy, thanks for coming back.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Now, Joe, do you often like buy Cindy clothes? I don't know many men that are really opinionated about clothes.
We're of course laughing at each other at this point because that's the last thing you want me to do is buy you clothes.
So is it the opposite? Does Cindy take you out? Just like Sarah takes Brian.
No, you're not seeing this. No, you don't find me in a mall. Maybe on December 23rd. No, that maybe. Mm-hmm. So no, the answer is no.
Yeah, I don't go anymore. It's just Sarah goes for me.
I bring it home and put it in the closet, and it's a done deal.
Oh wow,
that's exactly how we roll. But I guess somebody wrote to you guys with a situation. I'm not certain I've encountered this before. Tell us what happened.
Well, it was interesting because here's the question. It says, my husband asks me to wear clothing I feel is too revealing for my tastes and for my figure, and I feel it's inappropriate to dress the way he's asking me to in public. So, you know, I remember when I was teaching, I was as a home economics teacher, and I would have to go on home visits, and I would go to the students' homes, and I would see projects they were working on. I was also to meet the parents. And I remember this one girl just dressed really revealing. And I taught high school. And I remember just thinking, wow, how does her mother let her get out of the house like this? And then when I went to the door and the mother answered the door, the mother was dressed exactly as the daughter dressed.
Okay.
And so I remember even thinking back then, wow, you know, our example is really pretty important to what we would want for our children to be doing.
Yeah.
Hey, do you guys encounter this very often, though, where a husband wants a wife to dress a certain way in public and she doesn't want to?
Yeah, I would say no. I think we've maybe had this question maybe two times or three times, like at conferences and things like that. But I would just say I personally wouldn't want anybody picking out clothes for me that even are different than my taste.
Yeah.
You know, I want to dress the way that I like to dress, that I feel comfortable dressing. And, but this question really isn't going in that direction. It's really more of a modesty question. And I feel like that's really asking a lot of a wife to dress in a way that she feels really uncomfortable in public, especially if it's revealing her body and she's not comfortable with her, doesn't sound like she's comfortable with her body, but then also maybe it's not really appropriate.
So then in this situation though, I mean, you know, somebody might say the Bible says wives submit to your husband, so she just has to do it. Now, I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying someone might say that.
Well, that's a great misinterpretation of the scripture.
Good job, Brian. You did it.
Well, I think if I can jump in on this one, I would say if he wants her to dress a certain way and she's not comfortable doing that, I would say this sounds like maybe there's a deeper issue here than the clothes issue. And they need to discuss this, you know, really thoroughly and find out what is that underlying issue that's causing him to even say these types of things. Because, I mean, the last thing I want to do is have my wife be uncomfortable in any situation.
Yeah.
And so why would I purposely set her up for a situation like that? That's just inappropriate.
But then, and, you know, also, I remember one. Go ahead, Janelle.
No, I was going to say, you also want, I'm not advocating for this, but there's a part of you as a woman that wants to be attractive to your husband, you know?
Yes.
And so if he's asking for something, how do you address that in a way, I don't know, where you're not just brushing that off? Because it does matter that he finds you attractive.
Sure.
You know, that is really a good question. And I think, you know, if she is comfortable and she can wear certain things maybe around the house or, you know, when they're just together. But I just feel like that's just asking a lot to make someone really uncomfortable. But then again, what you're saying is really a valid question. And, you know, maybe that's something for more private times with your husband and, you know, with your husband, as opposed to, you know, going out into public and other people looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would be very uncomfortable. But I love that question. Yeah, I think I would look for ways for my husband to enjoy how I look, but privately in our home.
Right.
So perhaps that's the compromise, Joe, is that she can say, look, I'm not comfortable in public, but you know what? When the kids are out or whatever, I'll be happy to wear this on an evening together.
Yeah, I think so. I think that would be better to do. And certainly as a husband, I want my wife to look good at all times. And but, you know, here's the situation. If she's not comfortable, then she's just not going to feel good about herself. And so that's never a good situation.
Well, any final thoughts for us, Cindy, as folks are chewing on this one in their own lives?
Well, a couple of things. You know, I think as parents, we should be careful what we're modeling to our children and keep that in mind, too. And I think maybe this husband really isn't thinking beyond just what he wants his wife to look like. But also, I think, let me just address just kind of quickly, you know, what about how a husband dresses, and what if a wife wants her husband to dress a certain way? And I have to tell you, Joe could care less. I could give him a striped shirt and a plaid pair of pants, and he would put it on and think like, well, Cindy thinks it looks okay. I guess it's okay.
I have that same deficiency. Don't worry.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so this was hilarious. So yesterday after brunch at my sister's house, we get in the car. We all take our shoes off when we go in anybody's house. You know, he gets in the car and he looks at his shoes. He goes, did I put on the right pair of shoes? Do I have somebody else's shoes who were there? I just burst out laughing. I'm like, Joe, you don't even know what shoes you put on this morning.
Yeah, but he's like, I just don't care at all about what I'm wearing.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I have to tell you, I can't even relate to this one overall issue because, I mean, if it wasn't for Cindy, I would still be wearing what I wore in the mid to late 70s.
You know? Wow.
It's comfortable. What do you want?
Immediately after our honeymoon, I came home and totally cleaned out his closet.
I didn't even notice it.
Yeah, he didn't even notice. He wouldn't have noticed. So I just think, you know, overall, I feel like this is an issue that certainly is between a husband and wife, but I do agree with Joe. I think there's a deeper issue, and I feel that we need to honor what they enjoy and what they like, and do that in a tasteful way. And I appreciate this question. That was a good question.
So if somebody wants to submit their own question to you guys or learn more about what you're doing, how do they do that?
Yes, you can come to My Marriage Matters on Facebook. We'd love for you to come like that. And Monday through Friday, we'll have just a little something at 9 o'clock in the morning for you to read, and you can discuss it or whatever with your spouse. And then if you have a question, the best way would be through our website, and really just going to CindyFarini.com kind of pops it up faster.
Sounds great. Appreciate you too. And we will talk to you again next week.
Thank you. Sounds great. Have a great day.